We're going to be learning tonight Hakdama Tes. The Hakdama Tes is about the Suda. We were talking about the past couple weeks about the various mitzvahs, Matanos Avyonim and Shalach Manos. So now we're going to discuss the Suda. And it begins off by saying, Kvar Kadam Amareinu, we already discussed in the Hakdama Hakodemis, the previous Hakdama, Shaidei Mitzvah Sudas Perm, through the eating, Zochin Bechesed Hashem Lematana Nifla Lein Aruch. One would imagine that maybe the Suda would be the lowest part of the day, but in fact it's the highest part. Shenisharin ha'oros ha'gadolim v'akadoshim megulim lemata l'chalayom. That during the Suda, all the big lights that come down remain available during the day, and particularly during the Suda. There is such an opinion to do that, right? We'll see other opinions they should do it later in the afternoon. And he says, v'achar mitzvahs matanos levyonim v'mashalach manos, after doing all the mitzvahs, we'll skip the brackets. Adain tzrichin lasos eze inun chizuk. We have to do some type of strengthening. Sheha oros halalu yisharu lamata, whereby the light, the energy, stay down in the world. Velo yistalku behesachadas. Well, is that osin hasuda? Meaning, we have all these different oros that we tap into on the Purim, but if we don't take advantage, we don't do something to solidify them, we lose them. So when it comes to Purim, what the whole piece is going to be about is, Purim is a very strange day of Ruchnis and Gashmias. Of on one hand, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos it's a day of Kabbalah Satorah, Kimu v'Kiblu. They were Mekabel the Torah. It was a second type of Kabbalah Satorah, Be'ahava. And on the other hand, it's a day of Achila and Shtia and Mishta and Mashka and Yai and all that kind of stuff. So the Sfas Hamas talks about how in the throat we have a Kana and a Veshet. I'm not sure if I've discussed this yet in this context. The kana and a veshet. Kana is a windpipe, the trachea, and the veshet is an esophagus, the food pipe. So the kana is Yaakov. Yaakov's kol Yaakov, and the veshet is Esav, which is eating achila. In fact, when the pasuk says haliteni na, so to give me food, the targum says veshet, lashon of veshet, veshat. I mentioned this in, you heard this on Shkama, I mentioned this piece, right?
How do you spell Veshet?
Vav Shin Tes. So that's the Veshet, and that's Esav, and the Yaakov is the Kana. So the Gemara says in Tainis that Yaakov lo meis, Yaakov never died. And the very next sugya, the Gemara says, random piece of Gemara, v'ein masichin mesuda, a person shouldn't speak at a suda. Why? Shema yaktim Kana le Veshet. What's Shaychis? So says the Chida, because the Indian of Yaakov lo meis, he didn't die, because having to do the kana and veshet. What does that mean? How come Misa came into the world? Because Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz HaDaas. It went down the veshet. Yaakov, however, was a kana. He didn't die because everything was a kana. You can't mix the two together. That's the connection of the sugyos of Yaakov Lomeis, because the way he ate, the way he spoke, was in a proper way. So listen to this. The Sfas Hamas is an amazing thing. That the veshet, the way the veshet is, the esophagus, is the inside is white skin, the outside is red skin. That's the biology of it. So the Sfas Hamas says, why did Yitzchak want to give the bracha to Esav? Even though Esav was Edom, he was Adam on the outside, he was all red on the outside, the veshet was red, he knew inside there was something white, there was Levana. He wanted to pull that out, he wanted to extract that. However, what he didn't know, Yitzchak wasn't aware that Yaakov was already Kana. He already bought the Bechor. He took the Levana, the Pnimius, away from Esav. Esav had nothing left for him. So that's the inyan of Yaakov is the Kana, and he even acquired the Veshet. Even the Veshet, even the Achila, is something that became part of it. So Yom Kippur is really the Kana, which is a day of Kol Yaakov, but Purim is a day of Veshet, of eating, but even the Veshet, even the eating was already taken by Yaakov. That has a big inyan. So that's the whole inyan here we're going to discuss. He doesn't speak about Kana Veshet, but that's the idea of eating and davening, eating and learning, those coming together. Now it's interesting, the Chidab also points out that Yosef, who was a Hamshach, who was a continuation of Yosef, of Yaakov rather, Yosef has the same gematria as Kana im HaKolel, 156. So Yosef and Yaakov were that union of the Kana, the Kol Yaakov, and they took the Veshet from Esav. So let's go further now. He says that Ki inin hasuda hu lasos kiyum v'chizik l'mashim asigim. The Suda is supposed to solidify something. It's supposed to be mechazik whatever we drew down in this world. Min hadvar haruchaniyum she'enam miskaimim kol kach b'nakel etzah adam. We know if a person, you get inspired by something, whether it be a shir, whether it be a kumzitz or a song or something, it could dissipate very easily. We have to do something to solidify this. Kimo she'osin suda legamer shatora. When we make a sim, when it's simchas Torah, we have a big suda, because the food is able to bring everything down into this world, make it something more tangible. V'chein b'purim, aidea suda, osin kim la'oros helyonim she'nisgalu b'meyuchad b'yom hazeh. By celebrating with a feast, it's able to bring all the ruchnias into something physical, and then we can absorb it. The pneumius is as follows. We know when the world was created, we never discussed this. This is discussed in the Sifsei Chayin on the Hakdama. If you learn any the deep svarim, this is the first thing about Tzimtzum. What's Tzimtzum? Kadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. He's Ein Sof. And it can't be a world if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is here. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had to be Mitzamtzim himself. Now that's a big sugya in its own right. What that means is he had to somehow take himself and put it into something smaller to create something physical. And we created the world. So too, when we have the ruchnius of the world, the only way to really put it inside ourselves, we have to put it into something physical, tangible, whereby we could eat it, absorb it, and put it inside our body. So that's why there's always a siyum, there's always a suda. Bris milah, there's a suda. Milah, there's a suda. Simchas Torah, a siyum, they're all sudas, because that's not just like a way of us fasting and getting drunk and having a good time. It's a way of us actually taking the ruchnius and putting it into something physical to get it inside our body and to remain in this particular way. Now, Sam's point before, we had said the other night that there's a minhag of the shla, that you should have the meal first thing in the morning. So you have the hay of the Matanos of Yonim, the vav of Megillah, hay of Shalach Manos, and the yud of Yayin of the Suda should all come close to each other. But not everyone holds this way. We typically have one in the afternoon. So Mike and I, we're very refrim. We have two meals. We have one in the morning, like the shla. We have one in the afternoon, like all the other chasidim. Why? Because you want to get the maximum of the oros. So the longer you wait for the suda, there's more or in this world. So you wait till the end of the day to have the suda, this way you catch everything. You do it in the morning, so then you lose all the oros that are coming after the breakfast meal.
So we should go to Farley.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. Yeah. Or you could come with me and Mikey.
Right,
careful. But yeah, you should definitely go. Yeah, that's certainly great also, all day suda. I eat all day long, you know, waiting for Shalach Malos, and I'm always like eating at the different bags. Eating seems to be a very good thing on Purim to do. So that's the idea of eating, bring all the ruchnius into something physical. So he says further now, Hagam, she'oros kvar hischilu leireid be'es kriyas ha-Megillah. Ready when we read the Megillah, the light is coming down. Im kol zeh einam misyashrim b'mekomam rak aidei suda. They're floating. The Megillah opens everything up. It's Megala or the light. But it doesn't come down into something until we eat. Shehu alavush v'akli lahalbish ulahachnis besocho ha'oros ha'gedolim sheyardim b'yom ha'kadosh hazeh. Like we just said, that it brings everything down. Okay, we can skip the brackets here. But we have many other places where we really emphasize the Suda. I mentioned the Siyam, Masechta, Brismila. When it comes to Karbanos as well, a Karban, the Gemara says, how does a person achieve a Kapara? When the Kohen eats the carbon, that's when the Baal gets a kapar for the chatas. You would think the shechting, the sprinkling of the blood. No. When he eats it, that's when everything becomes finalized. Yom Kippur. What's the happiest part? Simchas Sekes for Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
So exactly. Eating that becomes a simcha. Afterwards as well as a simcha. There are a lot of Tosas and Shabbos talks about how these inyanim of the Suda surrounding Yom Kippur are real mitzvahs, Sudas mitzvahs. I once read, I think in my brother-in-law, one of his svarim, I think he writes that since it says Yom Kippur, we're going to see the connection to Purim Yom Kippur in just a moment, but I'll say it now since it came up, that Yom Kippur is called Yom Shabbos Shabbosim. It's called the Shabbos. And you know the famous Gra about in Parshat Emor, the Pasuk says that Elu Moadim, it lists all the Moadim, and it says, oh, Shabbos, and then it goes through Pesach and so on. So everyone asks, well, Shabbos is a Moed, Shabbos is a Yontif. So how come it says, oh, these are the Mikrai Kodesh, and Shabbos is first? The Gra says Shabbos is actually some type of microcosm of all the Yomim Tovim. There's 6 days of the week and 7th day is Shabbos. 6 days of the week represent a regular Yontif where you could do something, a whole activity, namely Achil Ochel Nefesh. So the 6 days represent first day Pesach, second day Pesach. Shavuos, first day Sukkot, second day Sukkot, and Rosh Hashanah. So those are 6 days. 7th day, Shabbos Shabbosim, is Yom Kippur, which is a din of Shabbos where you can't do any cooking. It's completely Shabbos. That's what the Gra says. So Yom Kippur is a din of Shabbos. So we have to have 3 meals for Shabbos. Where are the 3 meals? Where's the Shalosh Shudas? So 1 meal is Erev Yom Kippur. That's meal one. Matz Yom Kippur is meal 2. And which one's Shalosh Shudas?
Purim.
The Sudan Purim is a Shal Shudas. That's the third meal. That's the highest. That's the Shal Shudas is the highest one. They're the three meals for Yom Kippur because we have that equation of Purim to Yom Kippur.
Kippur.
Exactly. We'll get to that. Very good. So we'll get to that in just a second. So you can quote that Zohar in just a moment. Ulahavin Gedolos Hasuda Halazu. To understand and appreciate this concept, Asher Shamanu V'ra'inu Shatzadikim Arhu Oso B'dveikus Nifla L'malam Namashur. That Tzadikim have this amazing Suda. The Yashua Eitzah HaSuda shows Aruchas, they're sitting, eating, and drinking for a long period of time. Midveikas Agada. Ad She'amru Sha'idei HaSuda HaLazu, they say, this meal is Yavo HaAdam Le'ava Midveikas V'tshuka Bislavus HaNifla. It brings a person to a tremendous connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ad She'yavo L'spashtus HaGashmias V'yishkach Shehu Zibbe'olam. He mamash leaves this planet. He's elevated outside of this world. That's what the Suda does to a person. So now he says exactly what Jeff said. Dinei mevuar b'svar makadoshim. Shiyom Purim gadol v'nala yoser miyom akipurim. Like we know, it's greater than Yom Kippur itself. Shurak Yom Kippurim. Right, Yom Kippur is only like Purim, but it's not actually Purim. Aval enem magas lemalas v'gadlus Yom HaPurim. Umikoro, the source of such a concept, is based on the fact that the Zohar says Purim is Karias, it's called Al Shem Yom Kippurim. The Asidin Lisanga Bay, we're going to in the future enjoy Yom Kippur Ulishnuyele Meinoy Laoneg. Apparently in the future Yom Kippur is going to transform to a day of Purim. They talk about how the difference between Purim and Yom Kippur is a tshuva meyira and Purim is a tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva Meyira, we know the Gemara in Yuma tells us that when you take a Zadon, purposely perform mitzvah, rather than a Veira, a Mezid, the Tshuva Meyira turns the Zadonos into Shkagos. It knocks it down a level, but still a Shkagos, it's still an Aveira. Tshuva Me'ava is able to take a Zadon and turn it to Nase Kizuchuyos, to a mitzvah. So what happens? Purim, we stay away from everything. Rather, sorry, Yom Kippur, we stay away from everything. Purim, we actually embrace the Achila, which represents Taiva, the Averis, and we actually eat it, we turn it into a mitzvah. So therefore, Purim takes the Zedonos and Nasa Kizichuyos, it turned the Mamish into mitzvahs. It's actually a beautiful Yid HaKadosh. I'll just say, I wasn't going to say, but I'll say, anyway, Yid HaKadosh points out in the Mishnah Meseches Kelim. There's one complicated part I'm going to ignore. But the way the Purim and Yom Kippur fall out, which days of the week it could possibly fall out, so it lines perfectly with the Mishnah. The Mishnah Kalim tells us, I don't have it in front of me, but there are certain days of the week that whatever was created on Sunday or Monday, those items cannot become tame. And there are other days of the week where the items were created, such as animals, can become tame. So the Yid HaKadosh points out, whichever days that things were created that are not tame is a day Yom Kippur could fall out, only those days of the week, because Yom Kippur is away from tumah. But any day where an item was created that can become Tameh, such as a behemah, those are the days of the weeks that Purim falls out on. Because Purim takes the Tumah and it transforms it into something Kedusha. That's Yid HaKadosh. And he has more to say. There's a Thursday, it's a little bit complicated, but that's his idea. Purim takes the Zedonos and Nasa Kishkagos, and therefore it's greater than Purim, than Yom Kippur rather, because it's Tshuva Me'ava. HaKavana, reading further in the text, he says, Shebiyom HaKippurim Zochen Lezichochu Lekaparas Avonos Ayadei Tainis V'inor. Yom Kippur, by fasting, we cleanse ourselves. We clean our system out. Masha Einkein B'Purim Zochen Lezeh Ayadei Mishta V'Simcha. B'Purim, we actually cleanse ourselves through eating, through drinking, and through partying. It's a much higher level. So there's an amazing piece he says in the footnotes here. I'll just say it outside. Yom Kippur, we know that there are Shnei Se'irin. There are two goats. The Sari LaZazel and Sari LaHashem. Sar LaZazel was thrown off the cliff. The Sar LaHashem was given as a carbon in the base of Mikdash. So the idea of the Sar LaZazel is to try to trick the Satan. We take two goats that look exactly the same appearance, same height, same price. And we give a gift to the Satan. He says, oh, thanks so much. You acknowledged him. So he lays off our case. And he's busy eating the Sar LaZazel. And we're able to go to bring the Sar LaHashem into the Kodesh Kodashim and do all the Avoda without the Satan bothering us. So the same thing happened with Esther. Esther had two parties, two sudos, two mishnas that she invited Haman and Melech, rather Achashverosh and Haman to. So it says, that's the idea of bringing the Satan to the Mishnah to confuse him. That was the Sar Lazazel. And then afterwards, after he was involved and they all confused, oh, she invited me, you tricked the Satan, you tricked Haman, and then you're able to bring the Sar Lashem and save Klal Yisrael. That parallel of this double Shnei Seirim. The truth is, this idea of doubling on Yom Kippur and Purim is very, very relevant. There's a big theme here, certainly in this year where we have two Adars. The idea of two Adars, other than the Shnei Seirim, we know the Adar is connected to Yosef at Tzaddik. The Mazel of Adar is the fish in Yosef, Yidgul Arov, is the bracha that Yosef received. So Yosef is connected to Adar, and he's the only one who had two Shvatim. So that's why Adar could split into two Shvatim. Adar has that concept of two. That's why also Yosef had a Bechor, which is Pishnaim. This concept of two, doubling, repeats itself many times throughout the whole story of Purim, particularly this year. So that's what was going on, that Purim was able to trick the Satan and trick Haman in order to bring the Sar Lashem and to get rid of the Satan, to get rid of Haman. Let's go weiter now. B'shayich is Purim. Purim is Shayich. L'yom Kippurhu. Ki kaparas ha'avonos b'yom ha'kippurim nimshach ayidei ha'aras yisod Abba. On Yisod Abba, it came, we know that Yom Kippur Shach to Yisod Abba. We discussed Yisod Abba. I have to share this with you. I started giving a shir on this in YU. And one of the chevra there had a gematria of the Yisod Abba, because it's double Yisod Abba, since it's two Purim, the two Yisod Abbas. He had some gematria. I forgot what it is. It was very nice. And someone shared it with Ramatel. Ramatel was amazed by the gematria, and he was amazed that people in YU were actually learning about Yisod Abba. He said, half the Hasidim don't know what Yisod Abba is. So he was very pleasantly surprised that such a concept is going around in YU. So what's Yisod Abba? We said Yisod Abba was in the Chachma, when Tati comes to save the day, like the hero. But normally there's a whole system of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the ore down. But sometimes the Abba, which is the Chachma, has to jump down and save the day. When the little kid's getting beaten up, Mordechai came to save the day. That's Yisod Abba. So Yisod Abba is very relevant to Yom Kippur, just like it's relevant to Purim. How so? He says, "Dilachein hayu kol avodas yom kippurim aydei kohen gadol." The kohen gadol, Aaron, this week's parsha, sheshorsho meha'aras yisod Abba, who's sfiras hachachma. The kohen gadol comes from he's the big tati. He's the one who saves the day for us. We're all in big trouble. We had a terrible year, and the kohen gadol, our father, comes to save us. He's yisod Abba, and he gives the karbanos for us. He's taking care for us. U'misham himshich hatikin lachnia. He protects us from everything on the outside. So that's the Kohen Gadol. He's our Mordechai. He's our Yosef. He's our Yisod Abba. Ula'uma Zol, however, in contrast to this, look at this powerful statement. Kfar mevur la'el dibepurim misgala ha'aris Yisod Abba begilei rav. The Yisod Abba, that Tati coming to save the day, is in a tremendous, tremendous exposure on Purim. B'li shum hagbala levush. There's no boundaries, there's no coverings, there's nothing. The Yisod Abba, Superman comes, it's clear as day. V'lachein mashe b'yom kippur hayanase rak ayidei kohen gadol. We could only have kohen gadol, we could only have rather Yom HaKippurim and the Karbanos if there's a kohen gadol. He does all the avodas. We sit back, we do nothing, we can't do anything. B'aknaso lefnai v'lefnim. He goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, a place where we can't go. That which the Yom Kippur, what the Kohen Gadol does, Yom Kippur, Yachol lehasos b'yom apurim, ayde kol ish mibnei Yisrael be'ez ha'suda be'ez ha'matzav shehu. We don't need a Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. We are the Kohen Gadol. You are your own Kohen Gadol. You are the Yisod Abba. By having the meal, bringing all the Kedusha from Purim and eating the meal properly, you are your own Yisod Abba. You could save your own day. That's why there's a lot of connections of Yom Kippur to Purim and the Kohen Gadol in particular. It says at the beginning, this week's Parsha, it says, the Chavar L'Sefaris, which is the same words used in the beginning of Megillas Esther. There's a parallel between the Kohen Gadol and Purim. There's a lot of connection of the Ketores to Purim as well. Maybe I'll spend another shir on this, but there are a lot of ideas about the sense of smell and Adar and Purim. Mordechai has hinted at the word Mordrar, which is one of the Besamim, Hadassah and Esther, and we discussed last time, the Arizal says the Chelbana, which is one of the spices of Ketores, is the same Gematria as Haman. You remove the Ches from Chelbana, you have the word Levana, which is a moon, which is a whole other thing, that's Esther. So there are a lot of spices. The Ketores, which is connected to Purim, was taken inside the Kodesh Kodashim, so where that Kohen Gadol was able to go, in that hidden place in Kodesh Kodashim, we could all do that same thing on Purim. We are our own Yesod de Abba. And he says a little further now, Lachain, Lachach yira kol adam leechol asuda hakadosha hazu b'kavana tova. A person has to have tremendous concentration when eating the meal. In order to bring down those energies, you have to have kavana. So what's the kavana? We never discussed any kavanas. There's a lot of kavanas. There's kavanas harashash. Kavanas is a whole other world, how to have kavana. We try to be pretty basic. But those who know the svarim, I don't know the svarim, but those who do, they go to the mikvah, there's special kavanas you have. Every single mitzvah you do, there's kavanas, everything you do. So he's going to tell us a little kavana we could try to have when it comes to having the meal. So what's that kavana? Hakavana shetzrichin lechaven be'es hasudahu dehinei tevas achila. The word achila is the same gematria as aleph dal nun yud adnus with a kola, which is 66. Achila and the shame adnus is the same gematria. Viromes al sphiris malchus. So we remember the charts. Malchus is all the way at the bottom. Malchus is that sphere that has no independent koach in its own right. It's whatever comes down. We compare it to like a bowl. The bowl is meaningless unless you put chol in it. The malchus is meaningless unless you put something in it. You put chesed, you put gvur, you put netzach. So, adnus, aleph, dal, nun, yud, always represents Hashem's manifestation in malchus. Ki adnus, hu Hashem ha-meir b'sfiris malchus ka'amram, dina de malchus adina. The letters dina are the same letters of aleph, dal, nun, yud. Malchus is a place of dina, of adnus. That's the idea here. The guf, by the way, each of the spheres, I don't think we discussed this at all, but each of the 10 spheres have a different name corresponding to it. So Yudke Vavke, and there's Kelchai, and there's Shakai, and there's Elokim, they all represent a different sphere. We could spend time on that, a different shir, but Malchus is connected to Aleph, Dalid, Nun Yud, that he's the Adon, he's the master, he's the Melech. So guf ha-adam, ha-nitzrach la-achila, v'shtia. Man, us, we need to eat and drink. He bedugmas sphiris malchus. Meaning we have nothing in our own right. If we don't eat, we don't drink, we're meaningless. We need the food to keep us going. So we need a tzrichel hashbos hamochin shimamalu oso. We need to be filled up. So we are a king. We are the sphere of malchus. V'ata now, it was a little bit sophisticated, but shamalchus kvar nivnisa v'kibla eser sphirosa. Throughout the day of Purim, we built this chart. We built it up. We heard the Megillah, we Gishalch Manos, and now with the eating of the Suda, everything is complete. Trichin, so therefore, Trichin Limeloso Bimochin Bechdeshi Elahakim. We need to fill it up with the brain, which is the Chachma. So now what's the Kavana? So I don't know what this really means exactly, but we'll just read it anyways. Laze Yechavin Beisachil Yishav, the following Kavana when you eat. Shetevas achila, the word for eating, achila, who, you could break it down to achal and yudhei. You're eating somewhat yudhei. Somehow you're eating is mamshich the yud and hei, and I'm going to skip the brackets. It represents chachma. You can read that on your own if you want. Letzad yamin shel malchus, the right side. Ubishtia yichavim, when you drink, you should think, shetevas shtia hu shas yudhei. You're drinking yudhei. So eating is connected to the yudhei of right side, and drinking is connected to the yudhei of the left side, which is bina. Chachma is the right side, bina is the left side. Litzad smol shemalchus. Again, I'm not really sure what I'm reading exactly, but I'm just going through this anyways. So the malchus has a right side, has a left side. So we're trying to, this eating is the right side of malchus, and drinking is the left side of malchus. So by you feeding Malchus, by eating and drinking from the right side and the left side, you filled up your plate with food and drink, you've now completed Malchus to its eternity. For whatever reason, we're trying to fix the left side of Malchus is broken. I don't know why, but the left side of Malchus is broken, so we need to emphasize the left side. That means lachein tzarich liyos hashdia beis hasuda meruba meachila. Since the drinking comes from the left side, we have to emphasize the left side than drinking more than from the right side, because again, for whatever reason, there's a certain pagam in the left side of the malchus. So you want to read, I'm not going to read this inside, but those who want, if you look at Os Yudalit here, he speaks about how the different right sides and the left sides, how everything comes together. In the end, we're going to stop here, but in the end of the day, we see from all this that Purim is really a fusion between those two worlds of Torah and Tefillah and the world of Achila and Shtia, with the Kana and the Vesha, and going back to what we discussed about HaKol Kol Yaakov, that we're trying to take even that which is very gashmius, that which is very physical, we're trying to elevate it, because that allows all the ruchnis to come down into this world, make it tangible, and by us eating it, we're able to absorb it and make it part of our body. Okay.